Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you.
What?
Sir.
What?
What?
Nikki Skates is in the back. How you doing, sir? How you doing?
How we doing?
Good, you?
Good. How's your family?
How's your family? Good.
Good.
Good luck to your family.
Good luck to your family.
Good.
And as always, working the cameras.
Her.
Emmett Otter Stephen McMahon.
Anthony DeGilio, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing very good, Anthony.
Good. Hey, good night, boys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, boy, everybody.
Good night.
It's good stuff.
Fucking hype boy parlay hit.
I didn't know Mitt went 5-0 on top of that.
I didn't either. Neither did I.
There was only two other picks, so.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it was just two more.
I believe Mitt.
It was awesome, though.
We had a good college basketball night.
Yes, sir. I mean, Marquette.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Marquette, outright winner. I think Providence was a big outright winner, right?
Yep.
Miami.
Jesus.
Hit the buzzer. Duh. They were down all game.
They were covering, they were smoking them in the first half.
Correct.
So I saw them up like a fair bit in the first half.
They were.
Then hockey talk started.
Hockey talk started. I came in the chat. I said, someone tell Gumpy, Miami full melt. But it was quick. Then they came back, and then they hit the fucking buzzer beater.
Miami's a good ball team. They're not bad.
Three overtime games in my picks last night. Don't like that. Don't love that.
I made it to halftime of San Jose State, and then it was curtains. I'm taking that from Michael Vick. I love that saying.
Curtains?
Yeah.
And then it was curtains.
Then it was curtains.
So, yeah, college basketball was pretty good last night. Hockey was good. 3-1 for you, Raldzi.
Yep. What was the one game that we lost on?
Capitals.
Fucking Caps. Didn't show up again.
Pretty good for a slate that fucking stunk.
True. We were not happy about the slate, but we got the results we wanted. Calgary buried Columbus. Chicago, 8-5. Gumpy hit the over there.
The hockey talk over is 2-0.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I laughed when I saw that fucking score.
Yeah.
Red Colorado Wings, going to OT, closer than we thought.
Yeah.
Bruins will fight.
Obviously, John Morant did his thing right, Mitt.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was in the hype point?
I think he had 40.
Who else was in the hype point? The Suns?
Yeah, the Suns won. The
Warriors?
The Lakers? No, it wasn't the Lakers. It was the Charlotte Hornets
this time. Yeah.
They beat the Pacers. They smacked
them. Melo went for a triple, right?
Oh, yeah. 30-point triple-double. Kelly Oubre had 39 points. Jeez. It was awesome.
Pacers stink?
Yeah, at the end of the game, it was kind of just garbage time, and they were just letting each other chuck up threes. It was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bad news for today's show.
What are you doing?
Normally on Thursdays, we have Johnny Shear and Johnny Bookmaker on. He is traveling today, so he cannot be on the show.
Jeez, Johnny. Priorities, pal.
He did DM me and say, though, like, hey, can I come on the show in L.A.?
Oh, Johnny can.
Johnny Live.
Hell yeah.
Probably Johnny Live.
Who else?
Who? Yeah. Gabe, are we sharing it? I don't want to give away too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some electricity.
Is there no spreads on soccer on FanDuel anymore? Am I missing
it? I was looking yesterday and I could not find them because I wanted to take the U.S. like fucking -1.5.
Yeah, there's none. What's going on, Johnny?
What the fuck is going on, Johnny? USA El Salvador.
Does anyone know
tonight?
If Pulisic is starting?
The lineups have not come out yet that I've seen.
I'll throw out once the lineups are released. I'll throw out a flyer first goal scorer for that game.
Who are you gonna throw out?
Well, Pulisic is in. I'm taking him, but okay. I also Timothy at +430 is not out either. Yeah, but whether he might not start either.
What about Pepe?
I don't even see Pepe on the list.
Oh, we got goal scorers here.
Yeah.
Fucking Zardes?
Yes, he's the favorite.
Pepe's
+340.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait and see the lineup.
Yeah. What about Serginho?
Sergini?
Sergiño Dest.
Oh.
He ain't coming up from the back, though.
Never know.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do, maybe we'll do some of that. Anything new on the NFL games this weekend?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached +3.5 for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, hell yeah.
That changes things.
Thank you, public.
And by the way, the Chiefs are juiced -115 at 7. It looks as if that one could be going to 7.5.
It's setting up beautifully.
I already got it.
I'll take
it. You got the 7.5 earlier in the week?
Bungles, 7.5.
Yeah.
-120.
I'll be on Bengals +7.5. I'll be on Niners +3.5. I'll tease them both up.
Nothing's really changed on the money or tickets on the on those games.
69% is on the Chiefs.
Tickets? I'm seeing 63, but...
Yeah, FanDuel tweeted out
it could, earlier yeah.
today.
69. I mean, they all the books are different.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I mean, I think the Chiefs win. I think the Niners... I don't know. I'm very, you know me, I'm very bullish on the Niners. Very.
You are very bullish on 3.5 changes things.
Yeah.
Changes things quite a bit.
Lock it in. I'm locked in.
That is a key number there. I think you'll get some, now that it's a 3.5, I think you'll get some money coming in on the Niners at that number.
Just did. You just got some.
Enough to move it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You watch that. Shit'll be back down.
Holy shit. Time. Fucking Nick made a bet on it. Move it. Fucking move it back. Wasn't there, did you send me more stats in? Any more fucking tidbits on this game?
There was, I mean, I liked what's, oh, I liked the, what's his, I liked
the team total tidbit.
I like McVay coming out and saying that
Shanahan's not in his head.
Yeah, that's.
That made you feel good? Made you put out a certain video?
Hey, that video's got about 10 more tweets in it before Sunday, pal.
This was a tweet from Joey Osborne.
Yeah, this is insane.
Handful of times the Chiefs have played a top-tier quarterback this season. Lamar Jackson, they gave up 36 points. Josh Allen, they gave up 38 and 36. Herbert, they gave up 30 and 28. And the one time they played Joe Burrow, they gave up 34. The Bengals team total for Sunday is sitting at 23.5. Seems low.
Does seem low.
Seem low to you, Poe?
Yeah. But I don't know.
Kind of seems low. Jesus. We'll see. Tomorrow's Picks Friday.
It's like the Chiefs' D-line is very good.
Very good.
But the Titans' D-line was very good.
Very good.
It didn't seem to matter because they couldn't keep up with coverage. Chiefs have a little bit better in the secondary, especially if Matthew plays. But will it matter? Will it matter?
I don't know. I mean, you can't get much worse than 9 sacks. I may be going on a limb here. I don't think the Chiefs are going to get 10.
10 sacks?
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, I'd say not.
You know, maybe they make some adjustments. I don't know. So right now, we could be staring two very, very key numbers in the face if it's 7.5 and 3.5. Public normally doesn't have a problem laying that hook. I do. I do. I already know what you're. I mean, you're locked in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Tomorrow's Picks Friday. We're championship weekend. We're going to be picking more than just the side. You know, throw some props out there, some weekend specials, over undies. I already know that I'm taking under rushing totals for the Rams.
Yeah, that's fair play.
I love the Niners' rush defense.
Trent Williams is in.
Is he?
That's what they're saying.
He didn't practice again today, right?
No. They'll just use Kittle.
Yeah.
Right. Last game was the first time they've targeted Kittle in a while. Because
they had to.
Yeah, because they weren't running, right? Mitchell hasn't been at practice. That's a bit of a worry.
Interesting.
He'll be back today, they said, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm content with where I'm at with these games.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like the let's go to the hockey.
No, hold
let's go to the ice.
Fucking
okay,
pawn.
Okay.
Start with the pawn.
Yeah, we're starting with the pawn tonight.
Big slate.
Big slate. I think I got three.
Woo!
You see any games you like, Paul?
Oh yeah, I got a few in there.
Believe I have seven.
Jeez. Okay. Fucking volume shooter tonight too, dude.
Thursday.
Start it off.
All right. New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. Broadway Blue Shirts head to Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. The Rangers are heavy favorites at -200. Columbus, 1-6 in their past seven home games. The Blue Shirts are 15-8-2 on the road. I will be taking the Rangers 60-minute line at -120. Their stud shirts. Goalie Shesterkin is not playing, but their backup is pretty decent in his own right. Gorgiev, a faith in Blue Shirts.
I am also on the Rangers 60-minute line against the Columbus Blue Jackets at -120. Team ride or?
What's that?
Team ride?
I'm good on that one. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you for the offer.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
Next up, this one was a bit tricky. The LA Kings. We talked to Mikey Anderson, Kings defenseman, on That's Hockey Talk last night.
Shout out, Mike.
Good lad.
Heading to the Isle to take on the New York Islanders. And there is a bit, Gumpy, correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like there is a bit of a That's Hockey Talk bump going on. We've had people on, and they seem to win falling. However,
I love Mikey.
However, Kings are 5-4-1 in their last 10. They've lost 4 of 5. Mm-hmm. The Islanders are 7-2.
They're starting to
7-2-1 in their last 10. They've started to figure it out a little bit. Islanders at home -126. I will be riding with the Islanders.
Thought about it. I almost pulled the trigger on the Isles, but I did not.
Let's go, Mikey.
What are you taking?
Nah.
I wanted to. I really want to. I like the Kings, but I. We're trying to do the smart thing here.
Right. Yeah, be smart.
All right.
Vegas going to Florida.
It's Big Bob in?
Big Bob is not in.
Oh, no.
Spencer Knight is starting tonight. The Golden Knights are 12-5-1 on the road. They're 4-1-1 overall versus the Panthers. The Panthers are, however, 21-3 at home this season.
Fortress. Toughest barn in the league.
But you still say no go?
No, I ride with Big Bob and Big Bob alone.
Okay.
I will take Florida at home -164 on the money line.
Nick will ride with Spencer Knight.
Vegas has played very good on this road trip, though. They shut out the Caps.
He wanted them to take Big Bob's job in the playoffs.
I did. Last year, Spencer Knight was very good. He hasn't been as good this year, but I feel like this game at home after a trip to Western Canada can help him out.
Fucking Gump doesn't forget either, dude.
Not Big Bob, dude.
Okay.
The Anaheim Ducks going up to Gumpy's favorite place, Montreal, to take on Les Habitants.
That's a good game.
The Ducks are -154.
No.
On the money line, you can even get them in 60 minutes at even money.
Okay.
Currently. I'm just going to stick with them on the money line at -154 right now, taking on the Habs. The goalie battle is interesting. Ducks are going with Anthony Stolarz, who is their backup.
Stoli?
Solid. And the Canadians are going with Caden Primeau.
Oh, Primeau.
Who is 1-4-1 on the year with an .889 save percentage. Not good.
Is that Timu's brother?
Solani?
I think you're trying to associate Caden with maybe Keith Primeau.
That Timu Solani.
Wayne Primeau?
Timu and Primeau.
This is his last name.
Okay.
Timu Primeau would be a pretty fucking sick hockey name, though.
What's going on?
Where are we at here? Gumpy, the Cougars.
Yeah.
Vancouver Cougars going into the peg.
Big dog. Big dog.
Winnipeg won 4 of its first 6 games under the interim head coach Dave Lowry. But since then, they're 0-3-2. Give me the Cougars on the money line.
Fucking ride with the Cougars.
+140.
Come on.
Ain't a team right on that one.
That line is now +148.
Gonna be a tall task. Spencer Martin, the the Zamboni driver, step above in net going against Connor Hellebuck.
Is Bo in?
I don't think Bo's in yet.
Bo Bennett?
Horvat, dude.
Horvat. Last two here. The Flames on the road going to the Blues. We know the Blues are monsters at home. 16-4-2
at home.
Let's take the Blues on the money line.
+144. Put me on the Blues, please.
Yep.
Blues, Blues, Blues.
Team ride, Blues.
And then finally, last pick of the night, the Preds head up to the Coilers. Nashville -105 on the money line. Oilers -114. Preds are 6-3-1 in their last 10. Yep. They've won 3 in a row. The Oilers are a perfect 10-0 when scoring first in a game.
What's
problem
the line
is they
on
haven't done that in a long time. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10, but they have won two in a row. Preds -105, Oilers -114. Give me the Preds going into Edmonton.
I'm also on the Preds on that one.
I will also hop on board the Preds.
Team Ride,
Team Ride times two.
I'm on the Rangers 60-minute line, Blues money line, Preds money line.
Blues money line, Preds money line, Coovers money line.
Okay. Raldzi?
Rangers 60-minute line, Islanders money line, Florida Panthers money line, Anaheim Ducks money line, Vancouver Coover Canucks money line, St. Louis Blues money line, and the Nashville Predators money line.
Fucking Bill, thank you. Good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and your family.
Fucking new Bears GM,
shocking.
Ryan Poles fucking said, hey, Bill Polian, I respect you, but get the fuck out of my office, dude. This is my team, though.
It was funny that...
I respect that.
Chuck saying they both have the same agent.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen.
That's Bears football.
Not a lot of agents. A lot of people.
I'm starting to get... I wonder if Dayball has the pick. Will he go Giants or Miami?
I don't know what I'd pick.
What are you doing? What's that mean?
I think you got to go Danny Dimes.
Fuck off.
I was going to say Miami. It'd be pretty sweet living down there, getting out of Buffalo.
He's already worked with Tua.
Yeah, but...
Knows the division.
Yeah, but...
But what?
You think he wants to see his Bills twice a year?
Think he cares?
Oh, maybe.
So you would take if you were a coach, you'd take the Giants over the Dolphins job?
No, probably not.
Thank you.
But I do like New York City a lot.
If we don't get Dayball, I'm put me on concerned watch.
I already told you earlier, if you don't get Dayball, you're just gonna hire Flores back. We fucked up. We're bringing him back.
No, you know who we're gonna hire.
San Francisco's OC, yeah. Mike McDaniels.
Double M.
Is that his name?
Feels like his last name should be McDougal, maybe.
What is that supposed to mean, dude?
Good coach. McDougal's a good coach.
All right, let's go to college basketball.
Ooh.
It's another big night.
Ooh, yeah, it is. I was surprised. I did not expect to see as many as I saw on the board.
Buyer beware, by the way, with tonight.
Let it ride.
I got to throw out. I was a little more, when you have a good night, I was a little more fucking trigger happy today. So well,
Fridays are dead days.
I was a little willy-nilly with the picks today. So, you know, buyer beware, you've been warned. How many do you have?
Baker's dozen plus four, 17.
I have 10.
All right.
Before we do let's that, though, Foxy we'll let Foxy go. Get his. I do a Big Ten.
Out of Big Ten. Tonight's an awesome Big Ten slate, actually. There's three teams that are home dogs. Oh. Love my home dogs in the Big Ten.
Yeah, you do. Which one is?
I'm staring at right now. Iowa, so there's Iowa's plus two.
Against Purdue. That's a good ball team.
Minnesota plus 6.5 against Ohio State.
Okay.
And then there's Nebraska plus 8.5 against
Wisconsin.
Yes, that's the one I don't like. I don't like the Nebraska one because I can't trust them.
Wisconsin.
This was tough for me to choose between Iowa and Minnesota here because I'm guaranteed taking one of them.
Okay.
I love Iowa. I love Ty's Hawks, but I can't do it tonight. Oh, I'm taking Minnesota plus 6.5 because Ohio State hasn't played for 9 days,
That is a lot.
Or 10. So I'm just hoping they have a sluggish start. It's tough to play at Minnesota and get some wins.
It is.
6.5 is too many points. All these games have been pretty damn close taken the big spreads. So I'm going to stick with that formula. Also, just because this is my flyer. This is my, I mean, not often. We're not going to have three home dogs in the Big Ten often.
Take them all?
So we're going all three parlay. You can get it for plus 608. So just put a tiny bit on that one. Just because you never know.
Why don't you tease them?
You never know.
It's quarter yen, half yen.
I don't tease. I never tease. That's why I'm not a good gambler.
Really? Don't tease basketball.
So they would all get how many points?
All the dogs up 5 points.
I know you can.
Five?
Right?
You can.
That's a pretty damn good bet.
Foxy, I don't know what it would getting be. Into that game is a tough one.
You a big tease basketball guy?
Actually, the plus 608 is if you take them with the spread. Sorry. If you take the points. What are you talking
about? That was the spread?
That if you take them with the points, plus 608.
Money line would have been a lot higher.
Yeah, way higher. But yeah, let's go Minnesota.
All right.
Golden Gophers?
Yep.
That's a good pick because, you know, not a lot of people know this. They're used to the snake oil in the basketball court. It gets slippery for teams that are coming there. They don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point.
Right, Paul?
Who's Minnesota's coach now?
Fucking.
Is it fucking, what's his
name? Dwayne Jarrett.
Where's Hurley at?
Bobby?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it?
What's his name's son at one point? Was that a long time ago?
Where's Bobby Hurley?
Hold on, I'm typing it in.
Is this the wrong? Is Rick Pitino was the guy that coached at Louisville?
He's in
Louisville.
Iona. Yeah. He's in Iona.
Oh, he moved.
Is Ben Johnson the head coach?
No, Bobby Hurley is at Arizona State.
Ben Johnson is the Golden Gophers head coach.
The 100 meter dasher from Canada?
No, not him. This guy played at Minnesota as a player.
Okay. So it's not Patino's son.
It's his first year.
Okay, that makes Patino's sense.
Son. Patino's real Patino.
Is that
Iona? The real slim Patino. Is that Iona?
Correct. He's a Gale.
He's a great coach. They're, I don't know. Maybe.
Listen, they're dangerous when it comes tournament time. Yep. Hey, you've been on hell of a Big Ten run.
I know. It's gonna come to an end eventually. No. You gotta stick with the process.
Hey, you don't say that. You don't say that, okay?
No. But yeah, let's go. I mean, it's a great slate. I think there's some great games Saturday, too.
Hell yeah.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, boys.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Let's go, Foxy.
What a thought the coin would have made an appearance, though.
Yeah, I thought it was... I had a game, but I thought it would be.
Nope.
Friday, it fucking... It better show
Friday,
up
we
tomorrow.
Make fucking picks right here, okay?
Comes back tomorrow. We all know it.
Tonight.
It's been long enough.
Tonight.
Go on.
College basketball.
Go on.
You have more picks, so start with you, Pa.
All right. Arkansas State plus 3.5 at App State. Dogs covered 10 of 11. Road team covered 5 of 6. Mountaineers 3-9. ATS last 12 is a favorite.
Okay. I am on Drexel plus 4.5 at James Madison. James Madison is the better team.
This is true.
Which scares me a little bit. Both offenses.
4.5?
Huh? Jesus. This morning it was.
God damn.
Both offenses have the advantage here. Is some things, though. James Madison, 0-4 in their last four overall. 0-4 in the last four is a favorite. 2-5 in their last seven at home. ATS. On the other side, Drexel's 5-2. ATS, their last seven road games. Last seven as a dog. 9-3 in their last 12 versus winning teams, and 9-2 their last 11 versus after a straight up loss. So I'm going to go Drexel plus the 4.5 tonight.
Fair play, my okay. friend. Sacred Heart minus 2.5 at St. Francis, PA. Favored in this matchup, covered 4 of 5.
Okay. There's a couple of these games tonight that I'm on where the teams just played each other the last game. This is one of them. Towson is minus 4.5 at Delaware. I took Towson in the last game against Delaware and they covered. They won by 7 on the road. Now they're minus 4.5 at home. Kind of worries me a little bit, but we'll see. Same reasons last week. Towson is number 50 in the nation in 3-point offense, and Delaware has the number 322nd ranked 3-point defense, and then all the trends are in Towson's favor here. So we're going to lay the 4.5 with Towson.
There you go. I will go Jacksonville State.
Okay.
Money line it. Good luck.
What are you talking about? What do you mean good luck, dude?
Say it.
Let me see who they're playing. Oh, it's Kennesaw.
There you go.
Or Kennesaw State.
Keeney. Jacksonville State, 6-3 ATS on the road. Keeney. Covered 4 of 5 their road games.
Hey, Keeney.
I would have said, I don't know what I would have said there. Yeah, go on. Go ahead.
Big line here. Big, not big. Big enough. Bryant is minus 7.5 against Merrimack. Bryant is 8-2 in their last 10. Merrimack's 5-5. Bryant's 4-1 in their last 5 overall against the spread. And Merrimack is 0-4 in their last 4 overall, 2-10. Their last 12 against a team with a winning record. Give me Bryant minus 7.5 tonight.
What happened to this Rice Louisiana Tech line?
Earlier, Louisiana Tech was a big favorite, right?
Yeah, Rice is now minus 2.5. I got Rice at plus 11 this morning.
What?
What's that about?
No fucking.
What is their
clue.
Entire team out?
I have no
Are
clue.
Are you positive that's the line right now?
I'm seeing 2.5 here. Hold on.
Yeah, it was 11 this morning.
Right?
Yeah.
Is this a typo?
Command F. No, Rice is still at FanDuel, Rice is still 10.5, 11.
Okay, we're good. I will take the 11 with Rice. I just think that's way too many points.
Okay. Jesus. I'm on Middle Tennessee plus 2.5 against Marshall. We always find one that doesn't really make sense. Middle Tennessee is a dog when they are 12-6, which, you know, it's a decent record. Marshall's 7-12, and they are 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah, I don't know what this
so
is.
So Middle Tennessee is a dog confuses me. It raises red flags, but we've been taking these games where it raises red flags, and it seems like it hasn't mattered. Middle Tennessee's defense should be dominant. Both offenses aren't great. Middle Tennessee is 6-1-1, their last 8 on the road. 9-2-2 in their last 13 overall. On the other side, the Thundering Herd, the Marshall trends are not good at all. So I'm going to take Middle Tennessee as a dog. I don't know why they're a dog, so
go on.
Good luck with that.
UNC Asheville, Moneyline versus Gardner Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Covered 5 straight at home. Favorites covered 5 straight in this matchup. The running Bulldogs have covered 1 of their last 5.
Yeah, I am also on UNC Asheville money line versus Gardner Webb.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite one, but UNC Asheville, we're both on UNC Asheville.
There we go.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Stetson plus 3.5.
You son of a bitch.
I don't love Stetson. Stetson's fucking... They have done me in a few times this season, but I don't know.
I'm on Bellarmine.
All right.
We're going against each other in that one.
And you won fucking both last night, fucker.
I like the Bellarmine offense.
Mm-hmm. I like the fucking...
And you just love the Hatters.
I mean, you go against your fucking own hat, dude.
Did you... the Dukes last night.
Yeah, fuck off.
They got dominated.
I mean, they were up.
No, I know. In first half, they were down 14. And then they were up.
Yeah.
And then they were down again. Yeah.
It's the life of a Duke.
That is the life of the Duke. Go ahead.
ULL, Moneyline versus Georgia State.
We ride together.
Yes. Yeah. Raging Cajuns are great at home. Georgia State, terrible on the road.
This is one. Let me find it. I didn't really get either. I feel like I thought ULL should have been favored by more.
Yeah.
Georgia State's 2-8 in their last 10.
They are not struggling, great. My friend.
1-10 ATS in their last 11 overall. 0-6 ATS in their last 6 road games. And on the other side, Cajuns are 8-2 in their last 10 overall.
Good ball team.
I don't get that one either, so we'll find out tonight why that one's like that.
All right.
What else you got, Paul?
North Colorado getting 2.5 at home.
Son of a bitch.
I don't like Weber State as... I don't know. They're just not doing it for me. Home team, this matchup covered 4 or 5.
I am on Weber State. Fuck. It's my least favorite of all the picks. They stink at 3-point defense. Maybe I'll take this one off the board for me.
Let it ride.
I did not like this pick.
Yeah, it's college basketball. Come okay. on. FIU money line at UTSA. I mean, this pains me to go against the Roadrunners, but basketball is different than football. Give me FIU money line.
It is. Where am I at? ULL. Did we have Asheville?
Yeah,
we went over that one. UNC Wilmington.
Ooh.
I hate this game.
Ooh.
I fucking hate this game.
Wilmington.
This is the other one where they just played. UNC Wilmington won by 6 at Northeastern.
Yep.
Last time. Wilmington is 8-0 ATS in the last eight overall. Northeastern's 0-5 ATS in their last five overall. The one thing that scares me is UNC Dub has not been great as a favorite. 2-6 ATS in their last eight. So that scared me a little bit, but I'm on Wilmington.
All right. Tennessee State plus 5.5 at SIU Edwardsville.
Okay.
Dog has covered four straight in this matchup. Tigers covered three of their last four, my friend.
The last one I'm on is Mount St. Mary minus 5.5 at Fairleigh Dickinson. Mount St. Mary's 5-0 in the last five. 4-0 of their last four is a favorite. On the other hand, Fairleigh Dickinson has not been good in any of their trends. And I like the matchup with Mount St. Mary.
All right. I am going to take the 2.5 with Iowa at home.
I knew you were.
Purdue 1-3 against the spread on the road.
Is this a spy pick?
No. Boilermakers haven't covered in four as a road favorite, have covered one of their last five road games, have covered three of their last 11 as a favorite. Yeah. Iowa covered five of six as a good home, dog. I mean, you give me Iowa as a dog at home, there's very few times I won't take
that. I know. I figured you were going there.
UC Davis plus 1.5 versus Cal State Fullerton. Aggies have covered 20 of 26 as an underdog. Eastern Carolina getting a baker's dozen at Memphis.
Ooh. Oh, you anytime you're this is an anti-Memphis pick.
Memphis is 5-12 ATS. They've covered one of six home games. They've covered one of 12 as a favorite. They've covered zero of six overall. They've covered zero of six as a home favorite.
Yeah, there you go.
Too many points. Give me Eastern Carolina. UTEP moneyline versus FAU.
Okay.
Texas A&M CC.
Yeah. Corpus Christi.
Plus 3 at Southeastern Louisiana.
Don't like that.
6-0 ATS on the road.
Okay.
12-5 ATS last 17.
All right.
And then my last one of the night, I'll take Portland moneyline versus Pacific.
Okay.
Tigers have not covered in eight road games. Pilots covered 5 of 6.
Okay, let's roll through them. In case anybody missed them, get out your pens and pencils. Like I said, buyer beware. Drexel plus 4.5 at James Madison. Towson minus the 4.5 against Delaware. Bryant minus 7.5. Middle Tennessee plus the 2.5. Bellarmine minus the 2.5. Louisiana, ULL, Raging Cajuns minus the 2. Asheville minus the 1 money line versus Gardner Webb. UNC Wilmington minus 3.5 versus Northeastern, and Mount St. Mary minus 5.5 against Fairleigh Dickinson. And then the one I don't love, Weber versus Northern Colorado.
Fucking Weebs, dude. Fucking Weebs.
Rattle them off, pal.
Arkansas State plus 3.5. Sacred Heart minus 2.5. Jacksonville State money line, Rice plus 11, UNC Asheville money line, Stetson plus 3.5, ULL money line, North Colorado plus 2.5, FIU money line, Tennessee State plus 5.5, Iowa plus 2.5, UC Davis plus 1.5, Eastern Carolina plus 13, UTEP money line, Texas A&M CC plus 3, and Portland money line. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good for you.
Thank
you. Good for us.
Yeah.
Which ones were we on together? Asheville.
ULL in Asheville.
And Middle Tennessee. Nope.
No, I was Tennessee State.
Okay.
Yep.
Good luck with us.
Good luck with us.
Hey, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
It's a lot of picks.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Emmett.
There we go.
Anthony.
Emmett.
Anthony.
Hype boy.
How do you feel?
Well, there's only two games tonight TNT Thursday, but...
I mean, the hype boy's staring you right in the face for the games, though.
I was going to say, I mean, we got the Lakers playing, dude. Let's go. Okay. I'm not taking the Lakers in anything other than parlays tonight. Okay. Anthony Davis was a late addition to the starting lineup, so... We'll see how much he plays.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Embiid could be due for a great game here. Kind of scared.
Yeah.
but If I could sign into my FanDuel account,
okay, real
quick to see what this is.
The line is 4.
Yeah, I like. I'm going to be honest. I really like the over of the game.
217.5.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of offense. Both these teams like playing on prime time.
Yeah, they do.
They're both just going for it. I think.
They are going for it, aren't they?
So let's go with the over there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take Minnesota Timberwolves +6.5. Ooh. I like the way Anthony Edwards has been playing. I hate the way Steph Curry's been playing, like most people. So we're just going to go with that. Hopefully that's a close game. And then the same game parlay. You could call this one the hype boy parlay of the night. Make sure you go into FanDuel, opt in.
Yep, make sure you opt in. Make sure you opt in.
Get your $10 back, win or lose. And then we're going to go with LeBron James over 5.5 assists.
Okay.
Joel Embiid over 11.5 rebounds.
Okay.
Tobias Harris over 19.5 points, so he has to get 20 plus.
There it is.
And then we got Russell Westbrook over 8.5 rebounds.
Okay.
You can't get player props on AD, so I would have put him in there, but I don't know. I just couldn't grab one.
No, that's good. I like that. I'm just glad you didn't take Russell Westbrook over in threes.
That is something I did one time. I will never do it again. I don't care how juicy.
That's what this show is about, man. It's living and learning, you know?
I mean.
But over 8.5 rebounds. He's probably due for a good rebound day.
What happened?
Doing fucking Canada-USA Sunday at 3:05.
This awesome. Sunday? You mean the same time that the football game starts?
Yeah.
Who decided that?
No idea.
Where's it at?
It is... Canada.
It's in Canada.
Yep.
Where at in Canada?
Let's see.
What's going on, pal?
I mean, we don't fucking ask the Red Blacks and the fucking Blue Bombers. Dude.
Is it?
I imagine it's at Edmonton.
Is that inside?
No.
It's going to be chilly up here?
December, January 30th. Fucking Hamilton, Ontario. Tim Hortons Field.
January 27th?
January 30th.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Today's the 27th.
Yep.
Is that outdoor?
Oh, yeah. Hamilton.
Is it going to be chilly in Hamilton?
You bet your bottom dollar. Jeez Louise.
These,
I got to look at who's playing for what. Like.
Oh, you mean, I think they're still playing.
Like Argentina being +145 money line tonight against.
Oh, you mean down there?
Against Chile.
Everyone in the CONCACAF still playing.
Against Chile.
You're saying take Argentina.
Canada's at Honduras tonight. Canada +105 money line.
Taking it?
I will ride with the country, even though Fonz is out.
Okay.
That's a tough.
Fonz Davies?
I mean.
The Fonz is out?
He's got COVID, dude. He's got heart issues.
Myocarditis. Canada is taking it very seriously.
I guess.
It should take it very seriously. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's a
very serious issue.
What are you talking about, Nick? It's a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you like USA or Canada, fucking some good odds on that game on Sunday.
What if we do a...
USA's +145 money line.
What if we do a Canada-USA money line parlay tonight?
I mean, the U.S. Fuck.
U.S. is by 700.
Yeah, that's not doing anything for us. Just take Canada money line, you scumbag. Let's see.
You taking Rafa to win in 3-0 in sets?
My horse is out of the race. +340. You fucking know this.
3x2 boost tonight, Mitt. You on him?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Hold on.
What?
Where's the goal scorer?
Hey, pal, what's your top Canadian vacations? Fucking Banff, Whistler, Jasper?
Banff or Whistler is the top spot. Yeah. Or, obviously, if you like the nightlife, it is Montreal, my friend.
Where's Jasper at?
Nobody's going to Jasper.
You ever been to Sundowners?
Nobody's going to Sundowners.
It's right off the strip there in Niagara Falls.
I know where Sundowners is. Good spot. Fucking Chance Casino, Chances.
So you're talking Banff or Whistler?
Banff or Whistler, I say, would be the more beautiful spots.
Whistler's beautiful.
Mount Washington's nice, too. Whistler's fucking the best. The Village, Whistler Village. You stay right in the Village there. Oh, It's where we did my stag bachelor party.
I know what a fucking stag is.
For
okay,
the people who don't, stag do.
I know what a fucking stag is. Well,
it's a good time.
All right.
But yes, Banff is fucking gorgeous. Okay. If you ever get a chance.
If you get a chance.
Yep.
Fucking Banff, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Fuck, you know what I mean? You go to fucking Banff, you just fucking stand outside on your fucking deck, you know
fucking
what I mean?
Fucking Sundowners, you kidding me? You know what I mean?
I don't think Morenci slept since the Bills lost. I was watching him last night. He is in pain.
Yeah, I bet he is. That's tough. I couldn't imagine losing like that. I really fucking couldn't.
13 fucking seconds, nope, dude.
Couldn't do it.
No thanks.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
We're going to fucking give you all the picks.
Hell yeah.
For championship weekend. Probably not a great college basketball slate on Fridays. What's the NHL looking like tomorrow? Any idea, Nick? Pretty good.
Decent slate.
Decent slate. Basketball? NBA? Good slate?
Oh, tomorrow? What? Great I'm slate? Looking for tomorrow?
Just say yes.
This guy lives his life a quarter mile at a time. Really, you think he's looking at tomorrow's
slate? Quarter mile a minute?
What's tomorrow?
No, I saw some good ESPN advertised some good games.
Okay. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show.
Hold on.
Why?
Need an anytime goal scorer here.
At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, did the lineup come out?
No, this is for Canada.
Okay.
Laren, anytime goal scorer for Canada tonight, plus 190.
Laren, pal?
Thank you. He's a good ball player.
Fucking Laren's got the skates tonight?
Laren will fucking pop one in, if you know what I mean. He's a fucking big guy.
All right.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck tonight. Like I said, be careful. Careful tonight.
Let it ride.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.